With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Saudi Arabia is to host talks Tuesday between the U.S. and Ukraine in a reset of negotiations that broke down during the recent televised Oval Office snarl. BBC correspondent Tom Bateman has more.
Marco Rubio lands in Jeddah tonight, ready to press the Ukrainians to sign President Trump's minerals deal. Mr. Zelensky is also in Saudi Arabia to meet the Crown Prince, but is not expected formally to take part in talks with the Americans, instead leaving that to his senior officials.
Saudi Arabia has been positioning itself as an ideal location for possible peace negotiations between Kyiv and Moscow, and perhaps even the first face-to-face talks between Russian President Putin and President Trump. The talks Tuesday are in Jeddah. Also at SRNNews.com, appearing on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, President Trump asked about his on-again-off-again tariffs and if the business community will get clarity on them.
For years, the globalists, the big globalists, have been ripping off the United States. They've been taking money away from the United States. And all we're doing is getting some of it back, and we're going to treat our country fairly.
Encouraging news for the 100,000 commuters who rely on New Jersey Transit trains to get to work.
New Jersey Transit and its Rail Engineers Union report reaching an agreement on a new labor contract. The details are sketchy, but a joint statement from labor and management says the PAC provides a reasonable wage increase for the rank and file. The labor dispute dates back to 2019 when the engineers' contract expired. The union rank and file expected to vote on whether to accept the deal next month. Rich Thomason reporting.
Stocks remain sharply lower, the Dow dropping more than 2%. This is SRN News. A pro-life victory in Wyoming.
The legislature has completed an override of Governor Mark Gordon's veto of a bill requiring a woman to get an ultrasound and wait 48 hours before obtaining abortion drugs. The governor is a Republican and says he is pro-life, but objected to the bill's being, quote, too invasive. Drugs are now the way that more than 50% of all abortions are carried out in this country, and pro-life advocates say those substances need to be far more regulated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists and other liberal groups bashing California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom for speaking out against males being allowed to compete against females in sports. Speaking on the inaugural episode of his new podcast, the potential 2028 Democratic presidential candidate called it an issue of fairness. The Democratic Party is having an internal debate over transgenderism in the wake of its loss to President Trump. This is SRN News. In health news, dangerous ingredients are found in products widely used by women.
Cancer-causing ingredients have been found in popular synthetic hair products, also known as hair weaves. A new Consumer Reports study found artificial hair brands like Magic Fingers, Sensational, Shake and Go, all had carcinogens. 90% of the hair surveyed also included high concentrations of lead. Exposure to even low levels of lead can cause damage over time, and higher levels can cause kidney and nervous system damage. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A prominent Palestinian activist who helped lead last spring's protest at Columbia University arrested. Mahmoud Khalil was arrested at his apartment near the university. Khalil, who graduated in December, was taken into custody by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents and is being held at an immigration detention center in New Jersey. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.